Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwlers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Sublime, Alan. Happy to be here. Happy Wednesday, Thursday. What day of the week is it?
Thursday, baby.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. All our best pods are done on Thursdays, I've heard.
That's what I've heard as well. And again, what I love about recording on a Thursday is the fact that we just get hundreds of messages during the day today just to say, like,
are you okay?
Are you okay? And that's, it's just, you know, it's nice to know that people out there care about us.
Yeah, I know. It is good. It is good. How's your week been?
It's been good. We had a new one last night. I was just telling you before we went on air that had a sleepless daycare experience for Theo. And I've not met my son on no sleep. Fair to say he's an arsehole. He probably gets that part off me. But last night was a little challenge. But look, you live and you forgive and you forget, and we move on.
There you go. Yeah, well, I was sick Tuesday, Wednesday, so not so good, but we've come all right now. We're coming good towards the middle, back end of the week, and one more day, and then we got Melbourne Celebrates on the weekend, which is going to be very nice. But
bring it on. I got to find my Frisbees. I haven't seen them in a hot minute.
I know, right? I went and saw, Lord of the Rings musical, which I wasn't even aware there was a Lord of the Rings musical out in Melbourne, but went and saw that with the wife.
I'm not familiar with whatever you're talking about.
Like I said, neither was I, but there's just the Lord of the Rings, like you've heard of the Lord of the Rings, yeah?
Yeah, I was trying to play like I hadn't.
Fair enough. It was good. I liked it. I think they cram like 120 hours worth of book into like 10 hours of movie, and then they cram that into 3 hours of musical, so you gotta take, you know, what you can. But it was really cool, visually very nice. So I would say go run out and watch it. But I think it's the last weekend. That's normally when we go. Dana finds tickets for like $8, and then we'll go on the final weekend of a show, and it's great. I love it.
Well, so played.
Yeah, it's been a minute I think since we've been to one. So yeah, Lord of the Rings. It was cool. So that was a nice little weekend for mine.
That's good. That's good. Do anything else on the weekend?
I popped out to Bundura. Played a little bit of the Melbourne Celebrates course, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard. Not a lot of birdies, just a few. There's a few, and you better get them because, the other ones are pretty tough. So, and I did, on the Saturday, actually, I went and did a bit of form work out in Stoney. Just popped off a little sneaky one for myself and ran into Honeyman and Kale. So that was nice. So,
that's a nice treat.
Yeah, they were out playing together. Apparently, Kale's first time since like February. I was like, mate, we are well into June. July is like around the corner. That was a nice spot in them. And a bit of form work. Can't remember the last time I went out field and threw Frisbees just on a field, but I did that, which was nice. And then, played on Sunday with Penn to try to back it up a little bit. And I don't know. There's some stuff. There's some stuff that's not there, but there's some stuff that's there. So we'll see how we go.
Okay.
Like, I won't be any good, but there was a few shots that felt nice. So we'll see how we go.
That'll do.
That'll do. No, I'm very keen, though. So it should be good. Also very keen for our tipping comp. We're up to 25 now. We might not hit the 50 that I thought we might, but anyway, alas.
We're still a couple of weeks away, aren't we?
Yeah, something like that. I think it might be not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've been reaching out to people to make sure they're keen for us to, for me to use them. I wrote use originally, and then I just messaged a whole bunch of people. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm doing this tipping comp. Can I use you in it? And Timmy Ware was just like, use? And I was like, oh. I said, I might have to change this to feature. So there's a handful of people who got use, and then a handful of feature got people who got feature. So just know the people that said I can use them, I will.
You signed the dotted line, bitch.
But no, it's going to be good. Yeah, I think I realize there's no good. I don't have like a group chat to fully explain the very limited rules that are there. So there is a banter box on it. So I'm going to feature it in that. And people should see that when they're tipping, I believe. But just in case, for anyone who is listening and will be playing, I'm going to make sure that I do all the matchups every Thursday, the Thursday before the social day. So they won't be available anytime before then, but on the Thursday they will. And then you can tip them anytime from when I've made them available till before the social day starts or something like that. Or maybe the night before. I'll have to figure that out with the timing. But yeah, and it'll be a point for a correct tip, zero for an incorrect tip, zero for no tipping. There's no home team shit. You just tip or you don't. And it'll be 3 points for tipping a draw correctly, but you cannot tip yourself to draw in a matchup. So that would be the only caveat. And yeah, I think it'll be good. That's not too complicated. So we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
So last week we tried to look at the social day leaderboard, but Alex, man, he let us down. He let us down pretty hard. And we couldn't do it. So I'd spoke to him after and I said that this was the case. And then about 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, fixed. So we probably could have done that last week and it would have been no problem to go with last week. But anyway, it's all sorted now. And as you mentioned last week, that Penn finished on top and could not have been beaten because the only one who had a chance was Kalen, and Kalen didn't show up. So well done there. Penn taking out number one spot. That's his first, is it? Or has he snagged one before?
Let's run with it first. Yeah, let's run with it.
Ah, yeah. Good on you, mate. So nice work there for him. Kalen in second. Peter Chu, I think, has been podium maybe three social days in a row.
Yeah.
I would have to think, like seasons in a row. So Peter Chu there in third. Timmy Ware in fourth. Brett Zeeble in fifth. And I thought Brett might have been able to do some damage with his final day. But yeah, he matched Timmy Ware.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all he could really do. I think we all jumped Juan, though. I think, because my last one didn't do shit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, because I didn't play. So, must not have. So, yeah, that's sad. Brett puts in a sick 98 and then 98.46 performance to move up, I think, zero places. So.
Yeah, and actually, and not even close the gap on Tim. Yeah, Tim actually pulled away because Brett dropped an 82, but Tim dropped a 75. So, Tim just pulled away.
Tough. But still very nice. Myself there in sixth. Look at me go. One of the best players in the whole club. Top 10, mate. Top 10. I get a voucher.
Yeah. I saw that.
Juan in seven. Narada in eight. Zolt in nine. And Marky Davies in 10. So top 10, his first social day season for the 11-year-old Marky Davies. So huge performance there. So that's really cool.
That is cool. That is really cool.
And yeah, some decent prizes too, right? Alex, Alex sent us that. Do you have that in front of you or not?
Not in front of me, but it will take me a second to have it.
Yeah.
But I saw that they paid down cash quite deep. Was it to 7 or 8?
8. Oh, I thought it was 10. I had that wrong. But so it's the top 8. Penn takes out $100 in club cash, I believe. So very nice for him. And then it drops off pretty rapidly. That's I didn't realize that. 75 of Kalen, Peter Chu, 50, and then my $25 in sixth place is just as good as Timmy Ware's in fourth place. So I guess to me that means that Timmy Ware and I are the same.
Tied fourth.
Right? Tied fourth.
That's how I read it.
So I like that. Fourth through eighth get $25. It's very nice. And they had an all female division as well too. So Kim Michelle takes that out. Big $100 coming her way. Bridget Alberson in second and Lenny in third. So very, very cool. I think Huss might have featured in that, but they had a minimum amount of rounds played. So she didn't she didn't quite hit the criteria for that, but would have featured pretty heavily. So yeah, cool.
What I love most about these stats is just the sheer attendance of Kim Michelle.
Yeah, huge. 12. Was that 12 from 12, we think?
Did Peter Chu do 12 from 12? No, it's 12 from 4 or 12 from 15.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
That's very big. Yeah, Peter, Jesus Christ. People go a lot. I think I went to 8.
I went to 4.
There you go. 8 was... that's probably the most I've been to in a minute.
Yeah.
So season 2 starts very, very soon. Who do you think... Do we normally see different people showing up for season 2 than season 1, or is it usual suspects?
I mean, I'm sure a few more club members will start to unfold, obviously, and I think some of our DivX, DZ, and all them, there'll be more cycling in, but no, I don't think there's anyone that plays on season, off season.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Dia and Aiden are normally at all the social days, but Aiden went to the first 3. And so did Phil, and then, like, basically nothing since then. So, which is quite odd. And Diros was just a bit sporadic in there as well. So, maybe we'll see a bit more of that and give Penn, Caitlin, and Peter Chu a bit of competition for season 2.
Yep.
I think kicks off in Melton. So, should be good. I don't think I'll make it. Oh, I won't be here. So, I definitely won't make it.
That'll make it hard.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be around for the first couple social days of the thing. So, but yeah, no, that was cool. I like that we do this, and I like that it's sort of split in two. So we'll have to check back in on that again. Halfway through next season.
And I think, obviously interest will be peaked with your tipping comp.
I hope so. So something came across my desk, and it was... a good friend, Reese from Ballarat. He sent something my way asking about a person, and he'd stumbled upon a way of filtering through the PDJ page for the country of Australia, the member class, so like pro or am, any, and you can filter by events. So he wasn't trying to do this, he was looking at something else, came across it, and I thought it was pretty cool. So... we can look at who in Australia has played the most events so far this year. And okay. who do you think is the number one?
PDJ events number one this year. Victorian.
Yeah.
Someone up there is going to have to be Parrish.
Yep, that's a really good guess. He's actually number 2.
Yeah. So number one is going to be an am because no other Diros has snuck out to a few. Is Diros up there?
Diros is not. No, okay. He isn't the same amount of events as I am. You will never get this, so I'll just give it to you.
No. Give me a second.
If you can get any of the others in the top, I'll be impressed with that, but you'll 100% not get the number one.
Wayne Govan?
No. No, Wayne doesn't feature.
Marlon?
No,
go.
Cooper Thompson?
Of course. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Do you remember Coop from, he's American, but he was here. So I'm not even sure any of these 24 events that he's played so far this year have even been in Australia, but he is still listed as Australian.
That's massive asterisks. That's a massive asterisk.
I know, that's what I thought. Oh, no. Summer Cop, so Hut Start. Parrish is number one.
Yeah.
But in saying that, so Coop played... Summer Cup Hot Start, Summer Cup Stony Creek, Summer Cup Melton, Summer Cup Llewellyn, Summer Cup Bicentennial. So 2, 4, he's got 5 there already, which would put him pretty high in the Australian stakes already just from that. But after that, it was in America, and he just plays fucking every weekend, it seems
Every day, yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm sure we'll see him back. I can't remember... what was the deal why he left? I thought he had plans for living here, so not sure. But Nate, so 24 events. Nate Parrish, the real number one with 13. Penn Lu with 12. I'm surprised you missed him. He plays everything. Clayton Beck and Brett Bobridge, and Jason Wiedner and Ryan Hart and Tim Bohan, all there on 10. And then a handful of people, including myself and Diros on 9. So I make it on the front page. I like this. Anything that's got me on the front page is enjoyable. I'm right there ahead of Alex Canaston.
That's a good stat.
It is a good stat. So some other familiar names too. Ross Davies with 8 events. So big year for him. And Chris Hart also there with 8 events. It takes 8, or one person's got 7 to get on the board. So, but 13 is strong. Nath Parrish has not missed many, and he's playing Melbourne Celebrates this weekend, and then he will be in Queensland the following weekend. So he's going to keep pushing that lead past Penn. I don't see anyone catching him.
Yeah, no chance.
All right. Women's USWDGC is what I was trying to split out.
Well done.
Happened on the weekend, and it was a good one. It was a real good one.
Presented by chafernews.com.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, bits and bobs. Absolutely, I did. Obviously... they teed off at NPO times. So I got to watch, a little bit of it live. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely watched some stuff live here and there, and then watched the Jomez for the final round because I wanted to see how that quite went down. And, topsy-turvy. All of a sudden, we thought Cadence Burge?
Burge, yep.
Might end up winning it. And then Hayley King was almost certainly going to win it. And then on hole 18, she throws it out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And on hole 16, I think it was, Evelina was like, oh, by the way, I'm such a good putter. I think on like 16 and 17, she's jagged huge putts.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm really, did I not mention I'm like a real good putter?
It's kind of what I do.
It's what I do. It's what I am known for.
Yeah. She was 8 from 12 in round 4.
That's huge.
That's huge. That is huge.
So good for her. It's like, it's not even bad, but it's so good for her.
Round 1 was even better. 12 from 14.
Bang. There you go.
And made a C1 putt. a C2 putt. Round 3, the 10 from 20 was not great.
No.
That's
not out there. That's how she ended up not in the lead. But
yeah.
She was really good. And man, did she throw so far.
Oh.
So far.
How good was my tip last week saying that she doesn't play anymore?
I know, right? It's so funny. She just comes to America. It's like her first like proper event in forever. Yeah. And then she just wins.
Yeah,
the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship.
Because she's just, like, and Brody Smith has said this for years, she's just so much better thrower than everyone else in the field. And at her best, she's easily a better thrower than Kristen
at her best. She throws so good. She's so good.
Yeah.
It's wild. I was watching some of her bombs, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, she just rips the shit out of the disc.
Yeah.
So, it was really cool. And, if she can hit putts, I don't know if I'm going to count on it, but if she can hit putts, like, it's over for them.
Well, let me just drive that point home. Cadence Burge came second and in total missed less putts than what Evelina did in round 3.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah, for the total of the event, she missed less putts than what Evelina did in one round.
Just shows how many looks Evelina has.
Yeah, she has so many
looks.
Like,
unlimited looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just rips. Like, it's crazy. So.
Yeah. And I could probably go further down the list. Like, Hayley might fit that bill as well.
Oh, Hayley missed so many putts. Okay, or from C2, or when I was watching anyway.
Hayley King does not fit that same stat.
Yeah, I feel like she just put herself to C2, like, every hole it felt like, and then she just hit the cage.
Did you see they popped up a stat at the start of round 3 or the start of round 4 that they threw a stat up on the page, and this did the rounds on social media, and it was just like collectively the feature card missed 34C1 yesterday.
That's so bad.
It was like such a fucking random stat to put up before the lead card teed off.
Yikes. That's tough. You don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching the like hole 12 or something of the final day. They got a star frame and the commentators were like, that is our first star frame from the feature card for the event. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So the course is hard, like 4-round event, and the winner was Neg 17.
Two courses.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, two courses. So I was, because I had Holland Hanley, who struggled at the first course. The first course was quite wooded. So Holland Hanley was T7 after round one, and then after round two, found herself in T11. And I was like, oofed.
I was right there with you.
Exactly. She got going in round three and four and dragged it up to fourth at the other track.
Yeah, huge. Pretty stoked with that effort. I'll take a fourth as well. Especially like no one was tipping Cadence or Haley King. But
bloody someone did. Someone tipped Cadence.
Oh, really? Jesus.
Yeah, and someone tipped Sullinan as well.
Well, there's no way they're going to beat us overall.
Well, I think that like the dumb stat is the person who fucking tipped Burge is like the person winning the comp.
Okay, well, maybe it, we're just shit.
It really hurt us.
That's tough.
No. I definitely, as you fill this airspace, I'll go find this exact stat.
No worries.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen, with her worst performance of the year, finishing in sixth, is super unexpected. And I'm very, very glad I didn't tip her. I was like, there's never really a bad time to tip her, but like if she's just been over in Europe and then coming back, I was like, oh, I'll just wait till one of these European events. So happy with that. The other weird one was Hanna Blomerus, who was leading the tournament, I think, after three rounds, and went birdie free in round four, I'm fairly certain, and was just terrible.
She had two birdies. Shot a plus four.
Yikes.
She was pretty terrible. So the guy winning the comp did not tip Cadence. Chris Houston tipped Cadence.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
But the person winning the comp tipped Hannah.
Gotcha. Well, good final round for us and real good for us and not so good for her. But anyone who picked Big Money Missy, happened to her?
Yeah, well, well. Rebecca Cox also had a rough event. Someone tipped her T34. But, yeah, Missy Gannon. 23rd place. A 9-watt event. 954 event.
She's playing some Ronald's golf out there. She can't be doing that at the USWDGC.
No.
So, not ideal for her, but, ideal for us. So, not too bad.
Here we go.
But yeah, cool event. And Evelina, she just loves winning majors. She's real good at winning their majors.
Oh, it's like four or five now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So I'm super excited to see what's going to happen in Europe now. Well, they've got like back-to-back majors coming up, right? Because they basically have three in a row.
Discmania first in Iowa. So that's this weekend. Get your tips in tomorrow.
Thank you.
And then they're off to Europe.
Gotcha.
A minute. PCS, Crocol, European Open, Pro Worlds, Turku. It's five Pro Tour events in a row.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, very nice. So I might have to get my Cadence tip in then, seeing as she's on fire.
Yeah, I've already burnt Cadence, but I've put my tips in.
There you go. All right, what else do we have here? Not too much, pretty chill week. I think maybe we'll do the Thrallers Guarantee before we do the Celebrates preview so we don't give too much away of what we're thinking.
Yep, sure.
We didn't have to go through last week's Thrallers Guarantee because we didn't have one. So that's easy. Do you have any Thrallers Guarantees yet, we can have a look first if you want.
No. I've got one ready to go.
Oh,
do you?
Nah, I never do. I never look ahead of time. I make them up always as we go.
Well, that's what I've done as well. It's no surprise that it's the two top names on the top of the list. Can you give me a DP head-to-head Paddy Robinson?
Ooh, spicy, spicy, spicy. I like that. So DP will win. 1,007 rated, is he? Jesus. And he play like people who don't think Dave plays because he doesn't play. He plays all the time. He's always out playing and doing field work. So he's sharpest attack. So he wins. And yeah, Paddy is the only one out gonna probably go with him. I feel like Paddy played this course really well last year, potentially. Did he get out to Melbourne Celebrates?
I was not there. I wouldn't know.
You weren't there. Why weren't you there?
Don't know. It just wasn't. Yeah, I haven't played. So I didn't even play last year's track. I don't know what I'm in for.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you'll love it. Yeah. I feel like Paddy lost maybe to a huge performance from Tim Bohan.
Was it, Phil?
Nah, sorry. Paddy did win. I'm looking at it now. Paddy did win. Timmy had the huge performance round one and blew it. I do remember that. So Paddy shot an egg 12 last year. Weather was really bad, really bad. But the course is harder. So if we operate on an egg 12, there's no way Dave shoots that much better than that. So it's going to be closer than I think. I really kind of want to go a half. So it should be like a 6.5 setup. But I don't know if it's a full three. No, it's got to be a full three. I hate giving you seven. Every time I give you a seven, I think you win. But I think Dave wins three, Paddy wins seven. Or head to head, in case some other freak gets in it.
Yeah, no, I asked for a head to head. Cool. Like, give me something, and I'll circle back.
What about Ruben versus Dazza?
Yeah, look at those two.
Yeah, right?
Look at those two.
I don't know what Ruben's doing, but he's free falling.
Yeah, I had noticed that. But Daz hasn't played in a minute. And they're so tightly, obviously, rated. I'm going to draw that up as a Ruben 4, Daz 6.
Okay, what about Slee versus Huss?
Yeah, love that as well.
There's some good matchups here.
I know, that. I was going to ask that next.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was thinking about it. I would go Huss, Huss 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know Lee's sitting there as an 8.82.
Yeah, but she never plays.
As of what, 2027? Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Last updated in August 24. So not even an exaggeration.
Mm.
So yeah. No.
Yeah, has not played a tournament this year. Oh. Yeah,
Huss is a 3 for me.
Oh shit! Oh, that's so tempting. I don't think Slee will win, but seven. All right, interesting.
That's what you tipped with me with the Paddy. Like, I know. I was like, that's tempting. That's know, not right? what I want.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you for another one.
Yeah,
Give me Oscar Fellberg to make the podium.
Ooh, okay. Trying to think whether this will be a good Oscar course. I think so. Make podium. He's just doesn't have to beat that many. You know what I mean? He's gonna beat me and one of Chris and Kalen pretty much. I don't think too many other people are putting up many fights against him. As long as he doesn't have a meltdown like he did. I'll keep him away from a Palmer at lunch. And he should get it. So he's... It's probably like a 50-50. And every time I think that, I need to tamper that. So it's... so I think it's
tamper
like a...
Which way?
The way... Like, he's more likely not to make it. So I think it's 6 podium, 4 not podium. Because I think he's a genuine 50-50, but I'm always wrong with that.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. Kalen won't do shit because he'll be dead.
What about?
Yeah, I might be taking you up on that. You go.
Yeah, Tony versus Paul Arden.
Well, well. Where have we got 889. 889.
I like picking them up.
We love that. We love that. I will honor that. I will honor that with a 5-5.
I don't know why I even asked because I don't know who I want to pick. That's so dumb. Oh, I'm such an idiot. All right. What else have we got?
I'm going to take you up. I think I'll take Oscar. I'll take Oscar to podium, thanks.
Oscar podium, eh? Oscar podium for 6.
Yeah. If you had said 5-5, I reckon I would have said not podium.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm thinking.
It's just value. It's just enough value at 6. He has to do it.
Stoyer versus Barnett.
Yep. Well spotted. 5-5.
Oh, I'll take Barnett. I feel like Stoyer's having a rough patch.
There you go.
Watch him easily beat me now. So I got Barnett over Stoyer, and you've got Oscar to podium.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, well, let's have a look at day one and see what's going in there. MA50, the big dogs in that division. No Carey. He was playing both days and now not playing any, so don't know the story about that. No Jeff, his wife's birthday, aka my mother's, and so he's not playing.
Also known as my mother.
Not playing, yeah. That. So that puts Mike Vanderlinden and Doug Adams right at the tippy top, and Richard Lewis Schell, I feel like, is winning a lot of events, or at least doing very well in a lot of events. So this could be quite spicy. But I don't know. I tip him all the time, although I don't think he wins that often. But I'll take Mike Vanderlyn.
Mm-hmm. As will I.
As will you.
Yeah.
Nah, fair enough. Oh, I say he doesn't win, though. He's got Mike's gone win-win, fourth, win-win.
You've got Pete Barry. A couple of sneakies down the bottom there we've got to be aware of. Pete Barry, Simon Farrar. They might pop off. Albie's no slouch either. But, yeah, it's got to be Mike, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll be good. It's always good. MA50 is always good. It's our best division now.
Yeah.
FA50, Sue Donnelly and Rosalind Crisp, the only two competitors, and Sue will likely cover any spread.
We'll walk that in, yes. Absolutely.
FA2, we've got Kim Michelle up there, Bridget Alberton, Margaret Trowell, and Marta Lees Bulge. I think Kim's really coming into her own at the moment.
Yep, absolutely.
So the one to beat for sure.
Yep.
MA3 is spicy.
Spicy. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking a few things. Thinking that is a great list of players.
Right? This is good.
Yeah.
Stick.
I think someone like Alex Ritchie could pop off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think obviously a Braden Boyack. Is he our ace man?
The ace man himself, yeah.
Yeah, he could pop off. But I'm gonna have to tip Schloffel.
Yeah. I saw Johnny Martin out there practicing, and he was putting some whip on some forehands. So he was looking good. Damo was out there as well. He informed me that it's Damien Mushi. So we've been saying that name wrong, which I was like, yeah.
That's not on brand.
That's what we do. but I don't know. I've just got a weird feeling. Who was it? about Carlton Clerk. Don't know why. Just feel okay. like maybe he's going to fire up. But big fat field. So very keen to see how MA3 shakes out. MA4. Am I seeing Emma Winkworth's name in there?
Yeah, just a little cheeky Emma Winkworth.
There you go. Surely she's not low enough rated to play MA4. Is she been dropping or something?
Yeah, most likely. Okay. But I think the cap for that is pretty generous.
Oh, it's okay. Like, there you
go. Forget how rubbish we are as a country. but given that like FA2 is just sitting there on offer,
odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. MA4 is always a pick'em. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, just pick Matt Mutter.
Job done.
Yep.
Well, I'm going with Toby Beasley.
Fair enough.
FA4, Simone McKnight and Linda Nailton. Two FA4s. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know much about either one of them, so you get one, I'll get the other.
Linda's winning that comfortably.
No chance. Simone.
Look
Mayer.
At that. Look at that PDJ number.
Yeah.
This must be her first event.
$3 billion.
Yeah.
And FJ 15 as well. Mia Daniels. So lots and lots happening. So very, very cool. Day two. You got two MJ 15s. So Marcus and Charlotte will be playing against each other. So that'll be pretty cool. But Marky would hope to take that down. Seeing as his sister's been playing for about a minute.
Yeah.
And MA2, the division I came second in last year, if you don't mind, at this very event. So hopefully I play well enough to knock them all off this year, but we shall see. Matt Ellis is the big dog coming down from New South Wales. I feel like he might have done last year too. I think he just randomly pops up at a few of our Melbourne events.
Yep, I believe it.
But I remember Tommy Jankar playing this course quite well, so I'm going to have to back him in.
Shout out fellow mathematician Dan Frawley. He might be within a show. I noticed that he is rated just below our mate, Jacob Cruden. So I hope he takes down Jacob Cruden. You got Chu Tran sitting there. You got Levi Norton sitting in there.
Peter Chu.
Peter Chu sitting in there. It's hard to go past none other than Picanti Beans, though, isn't it? Surely Picanti Beans just pops off here and brings one home.
That'd be nice. His highs are pretty high.
Yeah.
FA 40, Margaret Trowell just getting it done on her own. And MA 40. This is where Jeff's time to shine is. But I'm not sure.
He's up against it.
Yeah,
he's
I'm not sure it. Jeff is on for this one. So we got Taryn, who I think is looking for his 20th win?
Yeah. Eighth.
20th win. Career win. So he might want to take that down at this event. Paul Arden, Tony, and Ash Wiedner are going to be the big obstacles in his way. Oofed.
Dan Bradshaw?
Yeah, and Dan. Ooh, sneaky. Well, those names not in with PDJ numbers. They sneak you. But Dan could be in contention. I like Tony. I like Tony for this one.
Hey, where did he play recently? Dominated.
I don't know.
The Masters. He had a great Masters.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, that's probably why I'm on him lately, because I think I had him up against Lee Thompson or something, and he murdered him.
Yeah, murdered him.
So,
I'm backing in Taryn, though.
Yeah, no, that's probably a good call. Win number 20 could be on the cards there for Tasling.
Yeah.
My division, MA1. Penn says write him out. He will not win. Because he's got a tech disc now, and he's going to work on his form. So he's pulling a Ryan Deere and will not win. Very confident he'll still beat me, though, is what he seems to think. So if Penn can't win, who's going to do it?
Well, Penn will win. Oscar's going to come second, which is nice for my Throller's Guarantee. And then in third is going to be none other than Sam Stoyer, just so you don't get your guarantee.
Excellent. There you go. Well, Kalen came first in MA2 last year. Big upset over local favourite. and has helped has mostly redesigned this course for his game, I believe. So, as all good TDs should. So, I'll probably have to take him with some long holes and some nice turnovers. And, yeah, we'll see how we go. But I reckon he could be quite a good chance here.
People forget that TDs do not perform well at tournaments. Particularly when said TDs can't even get the baskets to rock up to the park. I'm sure he's got other things on his mind.
He's got that plan. He's fine. Yeah. He's fine. Nah, that's all right. That's not a real thing. I won Hot Start this year. I ran that.
Love that.
Didn't do so good at Rifle Rumble, but... yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? MA1's... yeah, and we're just counting out Chris Scott, the Vic Open champion.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I didn't mention his name, but
what has he done for me lately?
I know, right? Remember? That was weeks ago. Nah, it's gonna be a very good battle. So hopefully I can be somewhere near that and not closer to where Jacob's doing.
Yeah.
MP40, as we alluded to, spicy, probably a 2-man show though. Rubes and Daz. You gave me a pick'em. Who are you picking?
Yeah. Daz.
Dazza? Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Sounds good. I hope so. Yeah, Rube's been slipping. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. So maybe Dazza gets it done.
He went up one in his latest rating update.
Ruben
but
did?
Outside, oh, yeah, okay. Outside of that, he's been slipping.
I just feel like he was like high 960s recently.
Yeah, he was. That's a stroke. He's not that long ago.
He's dropped a stroke. That's not great.
He has.
And then a pretty comfortable victory, we seem to think, for Huss. But yeah, no surprise if Slee comes out and plays very well as well.
She knows how to throw. Obviously, she knows how to throw, but it has been a minute.
Minute and a half.
Yeah.
And Dave Perry, the late entrant, apparently was seen playing on the weekend and made the holes look very, very simple.
No surprise.
So I can't go past Dave. He surely wins. I am with you. I think Paddy second, and that third place is going to be nice. That's going to be a nice, nice battle. I like that a lot. Very much looking forward to that. Who do you think gets third? You got Bohan, who came second here last year. Velotta, who's barely been playing, and I think played terribly there last year. Parrish? Lovely. I like that. Ryan Michelle has been playing up and about too.
Yeah, I know.
And you're floating in there. It's going to be very good. I honestly think it could be anyone of anyone else.
I'll be stoked if I don't come last.
What? It's going to be tough. I think a lot of these guys are going to be stoked not to come last.
Last time I played, I made league.
That's what I mean. Like
a big tournament, so maybe I'll go all right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Cool. Nah, I'm keen. Super, super excited. I will be there on Saturday to hand out shirts to any and all people that are there to pick up their shirts. And then I'll be on Sunday to hand out the rest. I'm very excited. The shirts are in. They're nice. They're cool. I've been wearing them about. So I got a couple of the long sleeve ones now that it's cold. So I'm excited. It's going
to
be good.
Can't wait.
Not many purples, only a few purples. And I think people are going to realize they made a mistake. Because the purple looks nice. And the black with the purple collar is good.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that in there.
Yeah, that's good.
It looks clutch.
Yeah, that's real good. I like that. all right, we've done the Throwers Guarantee already. So should we finish with some Spotlight Not Light?
Yes, please.
All right, have you got anything? I've got plenty.
I've got a couple of... I'd be surprised if this doesn't feature with yours. I've got... an honourable mention Not Light to get started.
Yep.
Honourable mention Not Light has to go to none other than Alan Brunstein.
Oh, shit. What have I done?
For simply not fact-checking previous Not Lights. You may or may not
have I'm aware.
Been made aware that Terry was definitely informed that he needed to That was the script. He actually just was reading essentially from script when he made that joke about the birdie board game, and you not lying him for reading a script. So you get my honourable mention. And my actual not light has to go to the massive fucking dildo. where else could it go?
I know, right?
What is happening in the world?
I've got to play this. So you're referring to the USWGC trophy. That yes. looks like... Oh, why is it not playing?
No, sir. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard. Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft. Complete with two balls!
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention!
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie!
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson!
Never gets old.
Never does. A bit Austin Powers. Yeah. What were they thinking?
No, I don't know. It's so bad. Like, and the more, like, the first few pics I saw were quite granulated, and I was like, oh, yeah, I can see what the social media is trying to do here. The crisper the photos got,
the more
problematic it got.
Yeah, the less it looks like a lighthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't get it. And they gave out a bunch. Like, the junior girls got them and stuff.
Ugh.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they messed that up. That's a huge not light for sure.
It's so bad.
My not light goes to Scott Stokely. And just Americans in general.
Yeah, that's fine.
But Scott Stokely, he just popped up on my Facebook. And where is it now? Why can't I find it? I can't see it on his Facebook now. But he basically put up like a photo of his hand or something that was messed up. And he's just like, hey, does anyone know what like this is? It's been hurting me for... Oh, here it is. Yeah, he's got a giant lump on his hand. And he's got a couple photos of it. He goes, hey, anyone know what this is? I have a bump on my hand that if you touch it, it shoots pain up my arm and is excruciating. Like I can't grab a doorknob with my right hand without the shooting pain. I've had it for about 10 years. It doesn't affect my throws, so I didn't want to risk surgery, but perhaps now it's time. After 10 years. And he's just on Facebook, like, it's fucked. This lump is disgusting. And he's just like on Facebook, like, oh, what do we reckon? He's like, oh, I'll go see a doctor, but just curious to see if anyone knows. What is wrong with him and Americans in general? Just go to the fucking doctor 10 years ago.
Yeah, but going to the doctor is going to just cost him $14,000.
He's
had that looked at.
He's got it. Look at it.
It's so bad. He's got an extra knuckle just hanging out in the middle of his hand.
He says excruciating pain shooting up his arm. I saw that and I was like, that is so American. And that had to get my not light.
Yeah, fair enough.
You got some spotlights?
Yeah, no honorable mentions, but my spotlight scrounging a little bit, but I definitely got one. Has to go to Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Done it. Yeah. Brad Pitt and Saturday Night Live, just giving a bit of frisbee golf a go in none other than the tie-dye kit. That has to be our next release. We need it. We actually do need to bring back tie-dye.
That would be cool.
When I first got into this game, like all the best disc golf gear was like tie-dye gear. But anyway... yeah, Brad Pitt, Saturday Night Live, disc golf, get around it.
Dope, I like it.
Yeah.
Mine, I got an honorable mention, and this is a week late. I just completely forgot about it until I saw it on a disc. The giant duck at the tournament last week was incredible. I mean, it was incredible. It was so big. It was so much bigger than I thought it would be. And then I saw like Silver Siren and had a, like a commemorative disc. And it's just this giant fucking duck and everything's so small in front of it. And it was awesome. Like, I want that disc. It's so good. So that gets my honorable mention just because it happened last week and I should have mentioned it. But that it's so good. This is a weird one. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But and I think you saw it too. They had AI advertising for disc golf on during the live broadcast. I thought you might have commented on it on the one chat we're on. It was weird. It was weird, but I kind of liked it. So I don't know. It was the first I'd seen it, so I like had to give it sort of a bit of a spotlight. I'm sure it'll pop up more. But my actual spotlight goes to Johnny Martin. So he went out to play the Bundoora course. There's no baskets there, so we were just sort of figuring it out. He brought a basket. And he went and was playing, and he just put the basket down, then walked back to the tee, and then threw and played the hole. And I thought that was awesome.
Good commitment.
Yeah, it's super good commitment. So I thought that was awesome. So, yeah, Johnny Martin gets my spotlight.
I love that. That brings back fond memories.
Yeah.
Where we like, yeah, obviously, Spurs into the game, there were fuck all courses to choose from. So we used to just, like, rock up to places that we knew there could be courses or we would just like safari a course with a basket and we would just basically play skins and whoever lost the hole, the previous hole, had to be the donkey to walk it to their basket location and then come back to the tee.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, that's us. I think a quick one. Oh, no, still 50 minutes. Anyway, it felt quick.
Quick enough.
Melbourne celebrates this weekend. Super keen. I'll see you there.
I will apologise. I definitely think I was dropping a few yawns in the background. I obviously alluded to it at the start of the pod. Bit of a rough night last night. Definitely running on fumes. I'll be more up and about next week. I do a promise.
No worries. All right, we'll get some sleep, mate. Peace. Thanks for listening, everybody.